Sin is literally a missing of the mark. Sin is referred to in the scriptures as lawlessness in 1 John 3:4 and all unrighteousness in 1 John 5:17. Righteousness is a standard. Three standards exist: man's, society's, and God's. Man's standard is when everyone does what is right in their own eyes. Such a standard is subjective and characterized by self-righteousness. God's standard is objective and characterized by knowledge. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, for being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. Romans chapter 10, verses 2 through 3. Thus, in society, a lawless man does what is right in his own eyes, rejects the accepted righteousness prescribed by the laws of the land, and in so doing, misses the mark. In reference to God, a lawless man does what is right in his own eyes, rejects the righteousness of God, God's laws, and in so doing, misses the mark. Sin has consequences physically and spiritually, consequences that cannot be fixed. When you plant a fruit tree and it bears fruit, you cannot change the fact of its existence and consequent use, be it good or bad. When you speak a word, it bears fruit. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 18:21. Once the word is spoken, you cannot change the fact of its existence and consequent use, be it good or bad. Individuals who suffer from the consequences of sin often ask, "How can I fix it?" The truth is, you cannot fix it. You cannot change the fact of its existence and consequences any more than you can change the nature of the produce of a fruit tree. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to give consideration to the fact that Jesus did not come to fix or remove the consequences of sin, he came to pay it. For while we were yet weak, in due season, Christ died for the ungodly. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:6 and 8.